USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House Coronavirus Daily Briefing, President Trump updating Americans on the status of the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who remains in the hospital in London fighting coronavirus.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And as for the coronavirus pandemic numbers, right now 450,000 Americans have been infected, 16,000 have died, and 6.6 million Americans have filed for unemployment. And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, and the S&P 500 gaining 39 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
More information now from the White House Coronavirus Daily Briefing from Dr. Deborah Birx.
About 118,000 to 120,000 per day are being tested. So we're way over the 750,000 per week currently. So we've tested over 200,000 young people up to age 25. They have about 11% positivity rate. Over 500,000 people between 25 and 45, they have a 17% positive rate. Now remember, in order to get tested, you have to have symptoms. So this gives you an idea of the number of people who have symptoms that are not infected with coronavirus. Another nearly 500,000 people between 45 and 65, their positivity rate is 21%. Another nearly 200,000 between 65 and 85, 22% positive, and a small group of about 30-plus thousand individuals over 85, and they have a 24% positivity rate.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy fed up with the fact coronavirus has become so political. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
House Republican Leader from California Kevin McCarthy says no one should be playing politics with a coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, it's just disgusting.
Briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A very bizarre story of a woman in Florida charged with violating the governor's coronavirus stay-at-home order. USA Radio's Chris Barnes on what this woman was up to ahead of Easter Sunday.
Investigators say the woman posed as an X-rated Easter bunny. Vigor County residents had reported finding plastic eggs inside their mailboxes filled with pornographic images and goldfish crackers. Detectives say April Cristoni delivered 400 of those eggs since Monday. She's charged with nearly a dozen counts of distributing obscene material, oh yes, and with violating the governor's stay-at-home order. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, and the S&P 500 gaining 39 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.